This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Trying to put sweat in the bathtub. Trying to put sweat in the bathtub. Trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
Your headphones working over there?
Trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
That's what I did last night after that 466-foot piss missile.
I know
Jack
that I'm hard.
Taglione, you better believe it, man. You talk about stuff taking off.
Trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
So as I know that I'm hard, somebody tweeted me and said I can hear the best drop in the world.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I know that I'm hard.
Oh, man. Happy Thursday to all of you. From all of us here at Fesco and Dusty, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Royal Sweep.
Trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
Yeah, God, what a home run that was. Oh, by the way, here it is.
Valter delivers, and Caglione blasts it. Deep center field, cruises back. He looks up. It's way out of here. Jack Caglione's second home run at Kauffman Stadium is a moonshot to dead center.
What a moonshot.
466 feet. 110.8 off the bat. Whoa. A two-run homer for Jack Caglione. The Royals lead 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Moonshots are to the moon and down. That ball was an absolute piss rocket.
That was a laser shot. 466 freaking feet. Who was the one? Was it Judge a couple of weeks ago when we were sitting out there? Yeah, that was like, all right, Aaron Judge, hold my beer. I'm going to show you how to blast one over the wall. But, I mean, what a shot for Jack Caglione. And having two in a row now, hopefully he's kind of getting back. And this is why we said on Monday, you don't send this kid down. You're not going to learn anything by going down to the minor leagues. And people were pining for it and wanting, oh, you should be sent down. For what? What reason? To go out there and face, you know, rum-dum pitching instead of, you know, facing the Pirates and the Mets and everybody else that's at the big league level in the next couple of weeks. He'll learn at the big league level. And, boy, he's realized some success. And I think that's important for him to see the success and to know that, okay, I can do this at this level. Because I think if you probably asked him about a week ago, it was Strugglesville, USA for him and not knowing how to handle things and not knowing what to do. And now he's able to break out of it. That's a great sign for all of us involved. And then Salvi, too. And I want to praise Salvi because two home runs last night in that ball game for Salvador Perez. I mean, how impressive is that? He's getting closer and closer to that 300 mark. I'm getting more and more excited. Yeah, he's washed. You know, give me more Superman Salvi games like that, baby. Like, it's good to see the man with the C on his chest go out there and blast two home runs. And it's even better to see the text line wanting to trade him this morning. So, those are the bizarre takes that people are having right now. But we get closer and closer to that 300 mark. Like, that's the thing for me this year. I want Salvi to get to that 300 mark this year. I want to see him do that. And last night, moved them. He's got now 12, 13 homers on the season, and he's just a couple now behind that 300 mark. And so it's fun to watch him hit those home runs and get closer and closer to 300 and really assert himself as the next Hall of Famer and the second greatest Royal of all time. And then you got Jack Caglione hitting home runs last night. That's how it's supposed to be, baby.
Yep. I mean, Salvador Perez threw two home runs last night.
I saw a stat where he's got like almost 70 first pitch home runs as a Royal, like doubles second place.
70 first pitch home
runs. It's like 60, high 60s.
That's insane, first of all, that somebody's counting that. Of course, you know, but that's like, oh, everybody always says like, oh, take a pitch. Let's see what the pitcher's got. What if that's the best pitch you're going to see in that at bat? I'm not a big take a pitch and see what the pitcher's got, because he may just be tossing one up there and you're like, damn, I took that pitch. I got to whack it, man. Let's go.
Let's go.
Got to whack it. So before we dive into the Royals, cause we'll do that a lot today, we'll get into a Bobby Witt stat. We'll get into a name that people have, seen on Twitter that they think want to come to the Royals. I don't think that this guy should be anywhere near the K, but we'll get into that.
And I totally disagree. So that'll be a good topic for us.
But it's always Bob, man. And I said this to him in a text yesterday, like whether it's the airport, whether it's the DMV, Bobby still got it. Or if today, or I guess yesterday, the next episode of Fesco, Your Enthusiasm, it was the post office.
Yeah, the post office yesterday. So brutal. We went yesterday, had to get the kids the passports,
three minutes of him to be at the post office.
Well, I mean, we were there almost an hour yesterday, I think, by the time it was all said and done. And it's no fault of the guy behind the counter who's a big fan of the show and then started talking to me. And Jen's like, would you just please do the passports so we can move on, stop talking Chiefs or whatever it was. But shout out to the Olathe post office out there at like 138th and Black Bob or wherever we were yesterday, getting the passport photos taken. Because you got to have the passport photos for the kids. Both parents got to be
there, blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, I guess people
do they
do
have to have real
things.
IDs too?
They do not because they don't drive. So they don't.
Oh,
they,
I thought one of them drove.
Well, yes, but not officially driver's license. It's your restricted license and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, they'll have real IDs, I'm sure, when they get their official license. But so we did that. We go there and we're in line and we're talking. And the guy's like, oh, you know, are you Bob Fesco from the radio? I'm like, yeah, that'd be me, you know. And he's got like a Derek Thomas rookie card there and a Russell Wilson Denver Broncos card and things of that nature. So we're talking, all of a sudden, boom, the hell happened? Turn around, this guy passes out in line at the post office. And everybody, of course, runs over, you know, to make sure that this guy's okay. And, you know, called 911. Like, it was really cool to see the way that, you know, the general public came together to help this guy, right? Nobody knew anybody in that place. Nobody knows who anybody is. Nobody cares about anybody else. Usually it's, get me my stamps, get me my package. I want to get out of here. I'm done, right? This guy goes down and everybody, somebody's calling 911. Somebody's got, you know, a mint in their pocket. Somebody's got a granola bar. The other person's keeping pulse, you know. The whole thing, it was like, it was unbelievable to watch the display of humanity come and try to save this guy. And he ultimately gave blood about an hour earlier, 60-some years old, and ended up being dehydrated and passed out. It was very hot yesterday.
Oh, that makes
and
sense.
I was telling Dusty, I got like this 32-ounce water bottle. I drank 6 or 7 of those yesterday. So I can't imagine what it's like to be a little bit older out there in this heat. And so God love him. He's out here giving blood, doing his community duty and whatnot, and in the post office. And thank God he hit like this display of like packaging.
Oh, yeah.
And it saved him from hitting his head and bleeding out all over the place and whatnot. But I mean, it was a scary situation at first because you don't know. And then he went back down. I'm like, oh, my God. Shout out to the Olathe Police Department and EMTs. Like, those guys and gals were there in seconds, man, to help this dude out. And it wasn't nothing serious. And, of course, my wife friends his wife on Facebook. And, oh, we got 3 mutual friends. you know, that kind of stuff. And you know, just ended up being, like, dehydrated and whatnot. And, and ultimately, he's fine. But, man, it was just such a scary, scary thing. But it kind of makes you proud a little bit to see that humanity's still there in a good way. And everybody ran, you know, to help this guy and whatnot. And so, Dusty's like, it's always you. I'm like, yeah, no matter where we go, it's like something happens. But, you know, sometimes it's good to be there, to be part of that, to see that there's still good in the world. You know, everybody's running and helping and doing all that kind of stuff. And the response time from the Olathe Police Department, the Olathe Paramedics, I mean, it was seconds, it felt like.
Wow.
They were there. Like, usually when you're in a situation like that, you feel like, oh, my God, it's taking forever. Where is somebody? Mm-hmm. And they were there immediately to help everything out. And he's going to be fine, I think. And they
brought him a nice chair to sit.
Yeah, they did. They brought him a nice chair. Somebody did with wheels on it on a floor, you know, like a tile
hard
floor.
Tile floors,
yeah,
like they roll out here,
sit in this chair. Somebody's like, it has wheels on it. It's going to fall.
I had a five-minute conversation myself about just the chair. They were like, bring the one out that's got the little arms on it. That you can just, like, you know.
Stationary.
Slouchy. Yeah, so he's on the hard floor, and the paramedic guy goes, I hope you like a hard bed.
Hey.
I guess you're going to be in that thing. But, yeah, I mean, it was just, it was wild, and so he's going to be okay. And then I'm walking out, and this guy comes tearing into the parking lot. Fesco, love the show. I'm Chris, man. So shout out to Chris this morning for pulling into the parking lot of the police department, the post office yesterday, and giving us a shout out. But, man, I tell you, every day it's something else that goes on, and you see this kind of stuff. And it's unbelievable to me. It really is. Like, I'm getting to the point where, like, everywhere I go now, something's happening. What the hell was that? But the good news is he's fine.
Good.
I mean, thank God, you know.
Seriously,
but
that's
seriously,
scary.
In this heat, though, man, like, if you're giving blood, make sure you stay for an extra 20 minutes, eat some Nutter Butters, and get all that kind of sugar back in you, and make sure you're hydrating yourself, man. You gotta drink water constantly in this heat. So.
Electrolytes, too.
Yeah.
Electrolyte packets are great nowadays.
Yeah, just go get those liquid IVs.
Yeah.
Those Lynch IVs.
Yeah. No, that's true. The Lynch IVs will work, man.
You get one of those, or if you're feeling lightheaded and you need a little boost in your day, just...
Because he's JAC!
Chris is in the text line this morning.
Yeah, he is.
816, nice. Bob, it's good meeting you yesterday at the post office.
There he is. Way to go, Chris.
Heck yeah, that's awesome. There's a little hope in humanity, too, that people were nice and came together.
Another text in the text lines from John says, Bob, you're not going to tell the real story. The guy cut you in line, you hit him in the face with your fist and said, bang, bang.
That's what it was.
No, I made that up. That's all me.
That's funny. That's a, yeah.
But you could,
see, you could see that at the post office. I mean, the line was long. I was surprised. Like, I'm like, how many people are still going to the post office, right? I mean, it's like not – when was the last time you went to the post office for something? It just doesn't happen a lot, I feel like, anymore. This line was out the door. Yeah. There must have been 10 people in the place.
Yeah, you asked us, or when's the last time? I said, I think it was 3.5 years ago when I had to change addresses. That was it. I mean, that's the only time I've ever had to go there or to pick like something up that I wasn't my house to get. And yet it's like something that's like a signed package.
Right.
Yeah, I had to go there. And then one time for some reason, I think UPS, one of their like safe portals was CVS.
Yeah.
And I had to go to CVS to pick up something that was like an expensive package that I had to sign for. And I was like, right. Why is it CVS? It's like, well, because.
Yeah, because they have deals with all these companies now.
I was like, all right.
Kohl's has a place you can return Amazon stuff now, too, mm-hmm. get you in the store and, you know, doing all that kind of. I think they do. I don't know if they do anymore, but they used to. I know Whole Foods has mm-hmm. got the deal with Amazon where you can mm-hmm. do all that as well. UPS and FedEx, they got their things going on.
Did you guys ever Instacart?
No, I never did. I never did.
My dad's a big Instacarter, but
just doesn't like going to the grocery store.
I like going to the grocery store. I don't have any issue with it at all. I love going to Hy-Vee.
I like to go to the grocery store before I go to the garage. I don't like to go to the grocery store after the garage.
Yeah, right.
The hell do we have all kinds of Pringles for? Yeah. I don't know. They had a new flavor.
Yeah. You
know,
but you never go grocery shopping hungry. I mean, the best time to go is right after dinner, you know, when you're full and whatnot. But no, I love going. I never want it. Like, I'm very picky about produce and stuff like that. Like, I want to make sure I get what I want, you know? So that's why I've never done that.
Because he's J.A.C. That's right. We'll talk about that, man. We'll talk about DJ LeMahieu and another crazy Bobby Witt stat that defends why he's the best player on the planet. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Center field. Back goes Cruz, away back, and gone, Perez. Salvador Perez, second home run of the game, his third hit. He now has 13 home runs.
That's right. Closer and closer to number 300.
Yep.
Is one Salvador Perez, 13 home runs. The Royals are starting to hit the ball well, and they're starting to hit the ball well at home for some actual statistic stuff. So Salvador Perez, 13 home runs. Pasquantino, 15 home runs. Bobby Witt Jr., 13 home runs. Caglione now has more home runs than MJ Melendez, Kevin Biggio, Hunter Renfro, and Mark Canna combined.
Combined, yes. So, combined.
With four.
Yeah, four, yeah. Yeah. He's got four, so, yeah.
Low bar. But hey,
so
man.
What?
It's working. I like it. It's been fun. But Bobby Witt Jr. is doing something to prove once again that he's the best player on the planet. And I know there's people out there like, oh, man, he ain't no Aaron Judge. You're right. He's not. Aaron Judge ain't no Bobby Witt Jr. because he does things that you just don't think about all the time in modern-day baseball. Chicks dig the long ball. We get that,
mm-hmm.
right? We understand that that's what sells. We talked about Jack Caglione's 466 piss missile that he hit last night because it sells, right? Like, you see, I don't know if you guys saw the side view of it when he hit it and they showed Cole Reagans' face. That looked like a kid seeing a superstar for the first time in his life. That's a grown-ass man who's seen home runs hit off him, and he's seen guys hit home runs, and Cole Reagans' face even did that. But Bobby Witt Jr. last night got his 25th stolen base. He now has 31 doubles. It leads baseball. He has 25 stolen bases, 13 home runs. He's on pace again to have, maybe not on pace, but he could have another 30-30 in home runs and steals. But again, he's now had in what, four consecutive years, 25 stolen bases and 25 doubles, something mm-hmm. that we've never seen before.
Yeah, except for one guy that I've never heard of in my entire life from the 1800s. And I'm like Darby somebody or other. I've never heard of this guy. Darby, what was it? Darby O'Brien or something
Darby
like
that?
Like, I mean, I don't know.
1890s.
Yeah, like,
literally.
Like that. That's how far you have to go back. I always say
pre-World
the greatest thing. Pre-World War One.
Well, history didn't start till 1950.
I mean,
oh, you're right. My
World
bad.
War One was like 1919. This is like 20 years prior. No,
like
I know, but I mean, like, it's almost Civil War.
So, about the same time.
It's about
in the middle.
Yeah. Right? When the Civil War ended in World War I began. That's how long ago we're talking. Jesus.
That's AD.
Well, back in the Civil War times.
Everybody was getting drunk on peach schnapps.
Seriously, 18.
Crazy.
Like, you did the math. It's like basically 30 years from
right
each,
in the middle.
I mean, like right there. So yeah, a little closer to WW1 than the Civil War, but there were Civil War veterans wandering around those games that saw this gentleman do what he did.
That's crazy.
And now here we are where there are no more Civil War veterans, I don't think, watching Bobby Witt do what he did. Big gap in between all of that. But I mean, that's baseball in a nutshell right there. Let's go back to 1899, see some Civil War general being honored at the game, and then see this guy go out there and hit a double named Darby. You know, and I'm sure he's wearing bloomers and, you know, ripping tobacco off the block, you know, just chewing on it and all that kind of stuff. And he may have been smoking at second base back in the day. So that was baseball, baby.
Yeah, they didn't have an oven mitt in their back pocket. They just had a pack of Lucky Strikes.
Yeah, they did.
And an oil can to drink out of, right?
Yeah, oil cans. Yeah, that's right. Oil can Lou.
Yep.
Gosh, man, it still just baffles me that he didn't get the starting role at shortstop for the American League All-Star game. But again, whatever. But no, Bobby Witt Jr., man, like, I get it. Like, there's all these things that you have. And like, now that you're seeing him have a supporting cast the last, you know, at least the month of July, right? What are they, 7-2 in the month of July? They played 9 games.
Mm-hmm.
It's July 10th. They have an off day today.
I can't believe it started the 10th of July. Where the hell is this month going?
Christmas is in a week.
Crazy.
I mean, my God. Seriously. I mean, Jesus.
No, it's, you know, and that's what's great is that when you have other guys around Bobby Witt Jr. pulling their weight, like Vinny Pasquantino, who's been as hot as magma since May. And then you have Caglione ever since he hit that home run in that set. Not ever since. It's been 2 games. But he hit that fly ball to right. And you kind of thought maybe this is something that's going to get him going. Last night, hits that screamer over the batter's eye, and the Royals win in a back-to-back nights on walk-offs.
Yeah, I mean,
it's one of those things. You won in the 13th inning last night. You won in the bottom of the ninth the night before. The night before, your bullpen was rough until Estevez got in there, got his save 2 nights ago. Last night, Ursig, 1 inning, clean. Estevez, save number 25.
Yeah, and it's going to happen. Guys aren't going to be clean all the time, dude. It's like people want these relievers to be perfect all the time, and there's going to be nights where it's not going to happen, and that's why you have to have a good team to pick each other up. And so they were able to do that. But I think today's a good day to have that day off. You know, you just got that sweep. All right, let's calm down a little bit. Now we got the Mets coming in right before the All-Star break. You got to take these next 3 games seriously if you're the Royals, because they are meaningful games. You don't want to give back everything you just gained by beating up on the Pittsburgh Pirates, right? You just don't want to be this team that goes back and says, okay, here you go. We're going to give you all the wins back because the Mets are coming into town. Now, the Mets have a doubleheader today. They got rained out yesterday. They got a doubleheader today. They were supposed to play a day game in Baltimore and then get here by about 5 o'clock this afternoon. That ain't happening because they got a game at 5 o'clock now this afternoon. Mm-hmm. So the Mets are going to be bitching and moaning about all of that.
That's fine. So
the Royals need to kick them in the nuts right away early in the game on Friday and take advantage of that, because, you know, the Mets are going to be, we had to play a doubleheader and all this kind of stuff. It's the All-Star break. This is the perfect time to get the Mets, man. It really is to me. The perfect time to get the Mets. Coming off a doubleheader against the Orioles. Who the hell wants to play in Baltimore this time of year? Because it is as humid as you can get.
Ooh.
And then you got to fly to Kansas City, play tomorrow night, and you got the All-Star break right there. And most of your team isn't going. I think only 4 Mets are going to the All-Star game. So they're all looking forward to the break. This is a great time to take advantage of the Mets being kind of in that funk. Go out there and take 2 out of 3 from that ball club this weekend.
Yeah, Royals 46-48. If you can sweep the Mets, my God, you'd be game above 500 going into the All-Star break.
Woo.
At 49-48. Win 2 out of 3, you'd be 48-49. You'd be 1 game under, right? So, I mean, you're right where you kind of want to be going to the All-Star game with a chance. Again, still 13.3% to make the postseason, according to Baseball Reference. But look,
how much? What was it?
13.3% chance to make the playoffs, 0.4% chance to win the World Series. But there's a lot of stuff that is important right now, because you went from everybody, myself included, when they had that, you know, horrible ending in the series before the Pittsburgh series, where you're like, man, sell it, whatever. I'm just distraught. They should have just whatever. I'm done with it. To where now, all of a sudden, last night, Chris Bubich was good, but he wasn't great. But you picked your pitching up, right? It was 3-3, and then all of a sudden you went 4-3 in the 13th inning. But Chris Bubich last night didn't have to be 8 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 9 strikeouts, right? Like 5 and some change, 6 strikeouts last night was good enough, and he had enough offense to support that. I know he didn't get the win. Ursae got the win.
Well, when it goes to the 13th, odds are, you know, you pitch the first 5 or 6 innings. You know, see you later.
There was, you know, no complaining for me. But now you have, you know, where you look at this team as a fan and you say to yourself, okay, if they can take 2 out of 3 from the Mets and go what would that be? That'd be 5-1 on your home stand before the All-Star break, mm-hmm. and you've won 7 out of 9 games in July. You'd go 9-1. You played 9 games so far in July. You got 3 more, so you'd have 12 games. You go 10-12 in July before you go into the All-Star break. Then all of a sudden, JJ and Q and Sherman have a big conversation during this break and say, okay, boys, what do we need?
Yeah.
And the first name we've seen come up is DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah, he was cut yesterday by the Yankees.
DFA'd.
Yeah.
Owed $22 million.
It reminds me a lot of back in 2014 when Raul Baez was cut by the Seattle Mariners. And, you know, when he was cut by the Mariners, the Royals immediately called Seattle and was like, what's the deal here? Is this somebody worth taking a chance on? And the story goes that the Mariners said, yeah, he's still got a lot to offer, just not with us right now. And I'm not looking to add DJ LeMahieu because I think he's going to be the end all be all, the guy who's going to save the season, and you know, from a hitting standpoint, I look at DJ LeMahieu more as that leader, that Raul Ibanez type of guy that came in 2014 and told these guys, hey man, you're good enough, you're badasses, let's go out there, and teams don't like playing you, let's go out there and let's kick everybody's ass, and gave them that kind of kick in the pants that they need. DJ LeMahieu has now seen this team for the last couple of years, has been in the other locker room when they're in the postseason against the Royals. And yeah, the Royals didn't beat the Yankees in the playoffs, but those were not easy wins for the Yankees. Those were hard-fought wins. And if you can bring in DJ LeMahieu to kind of fill that role that Raul Ibanez was in 2014 and just give these guys a little bit of a boost and have no expectation whatsoever on the table, just give the guys a little bit of a boost to have that veteran presence in that locker room who reminds them that they're damn good baseball players, I think it could have that same type of effect that Raul Ibanez had when he came here to Kansas City. So that's the angle that I'm looking at from this one. A veteran bat, you don't have to rely on him at much, but can come in here and be that guy, that kind of voice of reason that's seen it all, that reassures these guys that you got some good things going on here in Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, he's just not, in my opinion, something that you need. I think you have enough of that veteran sort of presence in the locker room. Your captain, Salvador Perez, you have your pitching staff and Waka and Seth Lugo that kind of know how to be those leaders. And this team, essentially the entire team that's rostered right now, minus a few that have been called up, they've been there too. They know what they need to do to get there. They know that they have that. And DJ LeMahieu really doesn't have a spot of need on this team, because I understand the veteran leadership type of role. I understand the Raul Ibanez thing. Mm-hmm. Raul Ibanez was still at some point hitting for power. DJ LeMahieu, I think, has a .266 average. He has 5 extra base hits.
Yeah, I'd like to go back and look at what Raul was doing that year. I don't think it was a whole heck of a lot. I don't know that he was playing. Again, I can't remember what he did, but just from a leadership standpoint, that's where I look at. Every once in a while, you kind of need that infusion of somebody different. And it's like when you're a kid and your parents tell you not to touch the stove, it's hot, and you touch the stove, but somebody on the street tells you something, you tend to believe them more. I'm experiencing that now with my children. You know, I tell them, do this, they don't listen. Somebody else tells them the same thing. That's not their parents. They're like, oh, okay, this is the right way to do things. And so sometimes I think having that different voice from a guy who's been around the block resonates a little bit differently than, you know, people that you have inside the locker room. Chiefs seemingly did this every year, you know, for a while with an old school like defensive tackle or defensive end. They bring them in towards the end of the year, give them a little boost to the ecosystem, if you will, and something like that could lift these guys to show that, hey, it's a minor move, but it shows that this front office believes in us and they're not going to go out here and tear this thing down. And adding right now sends that belief, and that's what they did in 14 and 15. They added, and all those players would tell you that was a big jolt for them, because you just mentioned the record, potentially 48-40. It's 97 games. We're 100 games into this season. It's Groundhog Day, okay? We need to change some things up a little bit, get some fresh blood, get some fresh voices in here. And if we add to this and we give you resources and we say, hey, we believe in you guys, we're going to add, we're not going to subtract to this, I think that goes a long way, because I've heard it from players that it does go a long way when ownership and management shows that they have the faith in you.
Yeah, the Ibanez thing was a little different. By the time he came to Kansas City, he was 42 years old.
I think
it was more of like a coaching type of thing. And he was still playing, had 5 home runs with the Angels that year, then 3 more with Kansas City. So 8 home runs in that, but it still was hitting like below 200. But yeah. I think that was more so like Ibanez was kind of getting a fill-in substitute role to see what he could do as a manager. Then he would obviously go over to Houston and, you know, all that. I think it's where
he was retired after that year.
No, that was Beltran that did the Houston thing. But, you know, and a lot of people thought maybe
you know, Ibanez would be a manager in the future for the Royals as a possibility. But I think that was kind of his role, was like, okay, can I do this sort of thing? Can I work with player personnel? Can I be a voice of, you know, not a player, but still, you know, I'm wearing the uniform that they're wearing. I'm blending like them. Whereas DJ LeMahieu, obviously the Yankees are able to like DFA people whenever they want because of the roster availability and who they have on their team and what their record is. But I just think that if he comes
and the ability to pay him, because he's still at $22 million
being DFA, so the Yankees will pay for him wherever he goes. It's a free player.
It's a free player.
He's not someone of need when it comes to what the most important thing for this Royals team is, and that is production with a bat. And yes, Caglione has been hot for the last couple of days. You hope that he's kind of found that groove, that he kind of has that Nick Kurtz awakening, where all of a sudden Nick Kurtz is hitting grand slams, in a home run every other night, has like 16 home runs already on the season. Cag's now with 4, and if Cag can get hot, you've kind of added that bat. And don't look now, but Carter Jensen's starting to give the Royals enough on tape to where it's like, okay, he's also crushing Triple A baseball.
Where's he going to play? You know, I mean, you don't have room for a catcher at the end right now, you know?
No, but I mean, I know everybody loves Freddie Freeman, but I mean, how much do you love Carter Jensen as well?
I love Freddie Freeman more than Carter Jensen, because I know what Freddie Freeman has done at the big league level. Sure. Carter Jensen has done nothing at the big league level.
And that's not the argument that I'm having.
No, yeah.
I'm having, what do you want for this team? Do you want a productive bat? Because right now, Carter Jensen's bat is 15 billion times better than Freddie Freeman's bat.
Well, we don't know that. We thought Caglione's was too, and he came up here and hit 140 until the last 2 days. And so I'm not, at this point of the season, I'm not willing to rely on another minor leaguer to come up and see what he can do in this situation. If you're going to push for the postseason, which I think they are, you know, I think you still need to go outside the organization and get a legitimate major league bat. I'm not in the mood for another minor leaguer to come up in this type of season. Now, if the season were, if they got swept by the Pirates, yeah, I'd consider doing something like that. I would have no problem with that. But you kind of got yourself back into it right now. Now's the time you have to look in the mirror and say, all right, where are we going with this thing? Are we going forward or are we not? And if you're going forward, Carter Jensen's not your answer. It's going out there and getting a veteran major league bat. And that's where these guys make the big bucks. They know what to do. They find the bats out there, and they go and they make the trades. And that's what I think needs to happen with this ball club.
Yeah, and I mean, those things will be available. Those things will come to availability the more as you get into the All-Star game, because as the Royals are doing the opposite of what other teams are doing, some teams are realizing, hey, by the way, this is the end of our season. We're going on a break. We can put our heads together, try to revamp our team. Whereas the other teams, like the Royals and what JJ will be doing this whole entire break, which will be busy. He has got a draft on Sunday, got a home run derby on Monday, which I'm sure he doesn't have Bobby in it, so he's not going to be locked into that All-Star game.
How long is the draft? Is it 3 days or 2 days?
Good question.
Thank you.
But no, it's one of those things. So we'll see where the Royals go. This is JJ's time, though, right? You swept the Pirates. It's not your fault the Pirates are bad. You've got to win games. Your back was against the wall. I don't care if it was the Pirates or if it was the Rays or whoever. You got swept by the A's and the Rays at home. Now you're 3 games out of the wild card because you swept the Pirates. There's only 2 teams in front of you, right? You have to jump teams. Mm-hmm. You did that with this sweep. It doesn't matter that it was the Pirates.
Right. No, you took care of business. If they would have lost, though, then we would be like, oh, God.
But you don't have to worry about that. Now you're 46 and 48. You're 2 games under 500. I believe the only teams in front of you are Boston, Seattle, and Texas, I think. I don't know. I could be wrong about that, but it's the standings in the wild card. I'll pull those up real quick. But that's the thing about it, is that you have to do these things if you get put in that position. Like, if you were 5 games over 500, you could afford to lose 2 out of 3 of the Pirates. Mm-hmm. You weren't 5 games over 500. You were 7 games below, and you had to sweep the Pittsburgh Pirates. You did that. Now the Mets come into town, so you still have probably some disbelievers out there that are like, oh, yeah, Pirates, congratulations. Let's see what they do against the Mets. You take 2 out of 3 against the Mets, going into the All-Star game, 1 game under 500, and all of a sudden this team starts buying players and trading players for the run of the postseason, then yes, you're going to have a lot more people involved with this team, and you're going to see things kind of develop more of what you want. And so you look at the wild card standing, yes, Boston, Seattle, Tampa, New York. New York, Tampa, Seattle hold the wild card spots. You and Boston are the next 2 out. You're 3 games behind Boston and Seattle. All those teams that were above you are now below you. And yes, you are in second place in the AL Central, but that division is over because the Detroit Tigers
team in baseball.
They got 60 damn wins, dog.
Yeah. So, did you know the Astros are the second best team in baseball?
I believe it.
I mean, that's insane to me. They're like 55, 56 wins right now. And this was not supposed to be a year for the Astros to be any good. And they're sitting at the top of the standings right now. So there's some good teams, you know, in the American League. It just happens to be the best one is in our division right now. And that kind of stinks, but it is what it is, right?
No doubt.
Got to figure things out. If you're a playoff team, you're a playoff team, regardless of who's in your division.
I think baseball figured things out with the addition of the ABS system and the All-Star game. It's going to be fun. But this was Tim Kirkshin on why players don't want robot umps.
Well, the ones that I've talked to and others in the game feel like the players don't want the responsibility and the accountability of being in charge of a challenge on a ball or a strike, because they worry, do I know the strike zone well enough in order to be in charge of a challenge? And what if I challenge in the second inning and we lose a challenge? I had a major league manager tell me this year that in spring training, he thought the overriding point was that most players realized the umpires are better than they think. Meaning a hitter goes, there's no way that's a strike. And then they run the replay and it is a strike. That's my feeling, that a lot of the players look at it and not sure they're confident enough in their understanding of the strike zone to therefore be in charge of a challenge system. They want somebody else to do it for them, but the manager can't do that, and the manager shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah, well, you know the strike zone then. If you're not sure about it, then don't challenge the call. It's pretty simple. It's not, that's just a stupid line of thinking by the players. They're not sure if they know the strike zone enough. We're not talking about every damn pitch being challenged here, right? You get one a game or something like that. And I got to experience in spring training. I think it could be the greatest invention that we've seen in our lifetime in sports, the greatest change in sports, where you're able to challenge a ball or a strike in a big moment like that. I think it's very important to have the ability to do that. And just because some players are saying they don't know the strike zone doesn't mean we don't put the rule into place. Learn the strike zone. Figure it out. I mean, like that's where the game is going. We're evolving. We're moving forward. And I think the players are probably using this as a little bit of a bargaining chip with the collective bargaining agreement expiring after next year. And there's already talks of lockouts being had. I was reading something yesterday. The owners are very steadfast about having a lockout after next season. Fine. The players are going to use every bargaining chip they want. But I think this is great for the game. Do not hold back, players, because you may not know the strike zone or don't feel that you know the strike zone. If you don't feel you know the strike zone enough, then don't challenge the pitch, but don't prevent others from having the ability to challenge that pitch.
Yeah, what's the most popular sport in America?
Football.
Okay, what did they invent? The challenging of the referee's call?
Yeah.
Right? And I know that this is more kind of like on strikes, right? Balls and strikes. Yeah. Whereas, like, how many times, you know, do we see a challenge where, like, yeah, the referee missed it in football? Like, oh, his foot was past the line of scrimmage. Actually, go back and check that out. Oh, it wasn't. Okay. Yes, momentum can be there, but you're also taking momentum away of where it didn't belong.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, what a strike, you know, can be seen as a strike or a ball. We saw it with the Yankee series, right? Jazz Chisholm was up. They thought that it was a strike. It was not called a strike.
Right.
And then it unfolded for the Royals and folded up nicely for the Yankees.
Yep.
Unfortunately for the Royals, being a fan of them, it hurts. But being for a fan of the Yankees, you're like, whew, glad they weren't able to challenge that.
Yeah.
Just like in football, it's like, I don't know if 2 feet were in. How many times back in the day did they get some things wrong because they thought there was only 1 foot in when really there was two?
I mean, we have the ability to get it right. Let's have the ability to do it.
You have to evolve.
Yeah.
People don't have the yellow pages anymore.
No.
They have don't. Google search.
Yeah.
People don't have phones on their wall anymore. If they do, it's because they haven't moved. You have a cell phone.
Right.
Right? You don't have house phones. You evolve with you have to evolve with the game.
Right.
The pitch clock has worked. The ghost runner, at least last night, 13 innings. That's probably the longest Royals game we've seen in over 2 years.
Yeah.
13 innings.
One of the longest games in baseball, 13 innings.
And so, like, you have to evolve with the times. And I understand that, like, the umpires are a union-based organization and they stick together. They don't want to lose their jobs. But also, who's saying they're going to lose their jobs?
They're not losing their jobs. They're still calling balls and strikes. This is like two pitches a game.
They took her jobs.
That you get to challenge. And once fans get the opportunity to see it, they're absolutely going to
love
it.
It's great in minor league.
When
Golden and I went down there to watch
it. Oh, so you got the experience that down there. It's awesome, isn't it?
It's great. And there's nothing better than when the team against you challenges the ball and strike and they show the replay. It takes 5 seconds.
5 seconds, if that.
It lasts longer than me. And they show it on the screen, and all of a sudden everybody goes, oh, it was a strike, idiot, get back in the box. Or it was a strike. Oh, damn, okay, nice.
Yeah.
Like, and to be able to recognize that, I don't know, it's just, to me, it's something baseball needs, and I think people will like it because
people will
love
it. Not one fan will complain about this. And there's no reason to complain. Oh, it's gonna delay the game. It's not gonna slow the game down at all. It doesn't slow the game down at all. It's going on when the pitch clock is going on. You tap your head, they show the replay on the Jumbotron, and that's what the umpire makes his call off, and we move on. It's no big deal.
I'd comp it to tennis because it's the same thing. You're looking at one ball on the line or not on the line. It's not like football where you're looking at a million things. It could take 2 minutes because we're looking at this guy and this guy. I know where's the football. It's yeah. one thing. Tennis is not slow.
For I mean, we introduced VAR in soccer.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Like,
is it a goal? I don't know. Well, all I do is check to see if that ball goes past that line on the screen. Okay, it did. Goal.
Sweet.
Done. Sounds
yeah.
good.
Or you're offsides, you know, the VAR
exactly.
stuff.
Are you passed? Okay.
Now, the difference is baseball is quick. Some of these other sports take too, like the NFL takes way too long.
Again, because they're looking at 17 different things.
It's right. too long.
Look at the line. Is it on it? Yes, strike, yeah. no ball.
Now we got to go back and check out the time of the possession. What's yeah. the clock
yeah.
at?
Yes. And all see, that. Where is it spotted?
Was it on the right hash, left hash?
His knee was down, but where was the ball? You know, all
yeah,
the stuff.
Yeah. All yes. that stuff. Yeah, it takes way too long in the NFL. And that's what people have in their mind about. Like, MLB replay is not long at all either.
No.
I mean,
no.
that's lightning quick. But we all are products of the NFL. And everything that yeah. you know, happens in sports, we base off what we see in the NFL or what the NFL may have done, you know, in that type of situation. Mm-hmm. And so here we sit like, oh, my God, we can't have this because the NFL replays take 17 hours. Now, yeah. in baseball, you could have four innings done by the time an NFL replay takes place. And that's the other dirty little secret. Baseball games are about 2.5 hours. NFL games are 3 hours, 5 minutes. Baseball games finish a lot. Quicker than mm-hmm. football games.
No doubt about it. Coming up, speaking of the NFL, those Washington Commandos, they released their new uniforms. And so the NFL decided, let's just rank home uniforms for the NFL. Where do the Chiefs land? We'll tell you on the other side here on 96.5, The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you on a Thursday. One more day till the greatest day of the week, which is a Friday. Love them. Never want them to go away. We talked about this on the other side. The NFL started to rank uniforms because it's July 10th.
It's July.
And what else could you possibly think could be champion at the bid for content for the NFL? But this is actually a very tough list. Because there are some classic, sexy-looking uniforms that these teams use at home.
Yep.
Number one on the list is Atlanta. It's dirty. The bird, the red helmet with the black falcon with the jersey outlined yeah. in red. It's nasty.
Pretty good.
Denver's throwback with the orange and the blue helmet. I hate the Broncos, but I love that uniform.
I love that uniform.
Jacksonville can get bent. I don't like that uniform. I get it. It's kind of sexy with the green and the black and
they
all that sort of stuff.
They're not old enough to have a throwback.
They should just keep them.
Yeah.
If I was alive in your throwback, it's probably not old enough.
were you were alive for that
I
one?
I don't know, but it's right around.
Well, Jacksonville came out in like 95, I think. So you were not alive.
If they'd stayed around for 5 years than
I was, you know,
what I mean?
But I just feel like Jacksonville, they just showed up yesterday. Like, you shouldn't have a throwback at this point in time.
New England's home jersey.
They're fantastic.
They're the fourth one, the red with the white helmet. They look great
in the
snow.
Patriot on the helmet, man.
Yeah,
oh, they do look great
stands.
In the snow.
Yeah,
yeah,
when Brady had that first half where he threw like five touchdowns in the first half against Miami, and I think Randy Moss had three of them. They were in the red jerseys, disadvantaged to anybody else other than New England. A flurry of snow in that game, and all you saw were red jerseys going down the field. You know, nickel and dime in that defense, which they normally do that on defense, not offense. Miami's are always going to be sick. I mean,
they always look the same to me, though, and I know I'm probably different on that. Every time I see a Dolphin jersey, I'm like, it really isn't any different. It's just like a little bit different tweak with the Dolphin, maybe.
I just always loved that look, that, I don't know, that seafoam green with the white.
Yeah.
Always makes me think of Dan Marino and Ace Ventura. Isotoners. The Kelly Greens come in at sixth.
They're my favorites.
They're nasty. They got to be number two or one. I mean, I know Atlanta and Denver I just gave the case for, but the Kelly Greens are nasty.
Spectacular.
Even though we all agree, F the Eagles.
But still, their uniforms are spectacular.
Seattle comes in at number seven.
I love those, too.
The silver helmet with the blue, that's just a clean look. And then you get the Popsicle Orange Crush and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We all have an opinion on that. They're awesome.
Did you see the video they put out yesterday of going through all their different helmet styles? Like when they rebranded to the pewter, they showed every combination that they considered going through. It was like 26 different helmet
that's
combinations.
Cool.
The only video I saw coming out of Tampa Bay yesterday was the losing of their left tackle, Tristan Wirfs. That's a tough loss.
Big, man.
At least it's now.
How did he get hurt? There's nothing going on. Did he slip on his boat?
He was dealing with this for a while, and they thought he was going to be able to get past it, and the pain management was too much. They're like, let's just deal with this now.
Okay.
It's like that Hollywood Brown. Does he need surgery? Does he not need surgery?
Yeah,
just do let him have his clavicle surgery. Yeah. He'll come back in December. Number eight is the Houston Oilers that we'll never see again.
They got banned.
Yeah, they said they're not coming back this year with that.
I have a hard time with this. And really where I have a hard time with this is that you moved, you left, you should have stayed and kept the colors down in Houston. What's so funny? Because I said hard?
No. It's fun to be mad about a uniform.
Well, yeah, but it shouldn't be Tennessee's uniform. It should have been the Texans' uniform.
What's Buck Rising's opinion on this?
That's exactly what I'm smiling. I'm just thinking of all the Tennessee personalities I know. Very angry at what Bob would be saying. The next time we have Slay on, let's make sure
we talk
about
this. Why would they be angry about that? The team moved there. They should have started their own identity.
They are impassioned about this, man. I'm
really?
Telling you.
Yes. I mean, like when the Browns left, they had to leave everything behind, which is the best thing the NFL ever did. Mm-hmm. Start anew. Start your own identity. Do your own thing. They want to hold on to a Houston identity? That's lame.
I guess if I could have some sort of devil's advocate here, it'd be like if the Baltimore Ravens wore the Baltimore Colts jerseys and the Tennessee Titans would wear the Houston Oilers, in my opinion. I think, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like if you move, definitely. I think you should leave your franchise behind and start anew, start fresh. You're going to a new city. Why not rebrand with something new the entire time you're there? Obviously you're moving because you don't like the past, but you're going to keep the team name.
Yeah, and they kept the colors. I mean, the Oilers colors are a large part of the Titans colors,
but they added red. Well, I guess Houston
and silver.
Yeah,
they got some red in there. But I mean, if Tennessee, these are beautiful. These are wonderful.
Sexy.
And if Tennessee's not going to use them, then they need to allow the Houston Texans to use them and sell them, if you will, the rights to the Oilers stuff. And let's call it a day. And then the Texans should rebrand as the Houston Oilers.
When's the last time you saw the Chiefs wear the Houston Texans uniforms? Was it like 10 years ago?
It was the
Dallas Texans.
09. I think it was 09.
And I don't think the upper management in Kansas City liked those uniforms because that ain't them anymore. They're the Kansas City Chiefs, not the Dallas Texans.
That's exactly right. If they moved here and they still called themselves the Kansas City Texans, like how stupid would that be? They changed the whole rebrand when they came to Kansas City.
Well, and the Tennessee did too, to be fair, but they kept some, they paid homage. That's what they'd say they're doing. Mm.
And then rounding out the list is the new uniforms of the Washington Commanders.
Fantastic. Those
look great.
Yeah, they look just like the old Washington Redskins.
Yep.
The white. And the Chiefs came out on the list 18th for best home jerseys. So, I don't know. I'm biased. I like the crispy red on that white pant with the red helmet. I think it's fine. It's, you know, when you're that good, it sells. I mean, I get it. People want to see some change and some new stuff. But look at all these teams, how good they've been. Atlanta, Denver, Jacksonville. New England's obviously had their dynasty before. Miami, Philadelphia is the best team on this list when it comes to, like, recency bias. Seattle, Tampa Bay, decent. Tennessee, woof. Mm-hmm. Washington, first year, new management, new ownership, everything. They did good last year.
They're fantastic now, and I hate saying it.
They are good. I mean,
they're doing everything right.
Yeah, ownership-wise, for sure. They got to the NFC Championship game, went and got Dan Quinn, revamped that defense. This year, they revamped the offensive line. They had their offensive rookie of the year.
Moving back to Washington, D.C., throwing back the old throwbacks, like everything the fans want. What else do you guys want? Here you go.
Here's a new name coming up soon.
I think they are probably going to end up changing their name back. It sure seems that way. I was reading something on ProFootballTalk.com this morning. It seems like momentum is moving towards returning to the Redskin name in Washington, D.C. And so those are some of the things that the new ownership's doing. How do you sell your team? Connect with the fans. Give the fans what they want. And I used to believe that, you know, when you were a bad team, change jerseys to sell merchandise, right? Then the Royals unveiled that black jersey for that one year and that sleeveless thing they had. But I think what you need to do, if you're the Chiefs, you do need to have an alternate, at least an alternate helmet, because it's now no longer about, to sell the merchandise. People want that. The fans want it. The players love it. Fashion is every damn team now, no matter what level they are, and even some broadcasters, they show the walk-in of what everybody's wearing that day, right? Fashion is a big part of sports. And to have something a little bit different, and imagine if the Chiefs released a matte white helmet with the red KC logo and the black arrowhead outline. What do you think the reaction of those players would be inside that locker room?
I know that I'm hard.
Exactly. Exactly. And what do you think the reaction of the fans would be if we saw that? Like, if they just came out on, like, they didn't announce it ahead of time. They just came out on the field on opening night against the Eagles, or the home opener against the Eagles, in a white matte helmet with the interlocking red KC and black arrowhead. people would lose their minds.
I can feel it all the way down to my plums.
I freak out, right?
Speaking of reactions, do you guys remember this one?
They announced Josh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it.
I love how he cuts off Unicero with Ohio State. Thanks, Pink. We'll get into Josh Simmons' hype more so because it's another revamped edition from New Heights. We'll get into Josh Simmons for the Kansas City Chiefs here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what yo up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.